God damn it. This is your Padded Room Podcast, coming fast on your bitch ass. My name is Darian, multiple mics.
Yeah, what's up, pod peoples? Hey, Darian.
Yes, sir.
Have I told you lately how much I love you?
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm stressing.
I'm starting to think you only like me for my body.
Well, there is that. That is a perk. No, but like, you know, fuck it. I did not watch one of the movies, like, per normal.
As usual.
I flipped it on you.
Oh, okay.
So I'm stressed because, you know, I hate letting you down, but in the grand scheme of things.
No, you don't. You've made a career out of it.
We've both gotten used to this relationship.
I think you actually enjoy it.
But, you know, and the pod, I'm stressed. I got a test tomorrow.
What's your testing?
Humanities.
Well, you're perfect. You're human. So what did I
check?
Pass. Who's next?
But no, core humanities is a fascinating subject.
What is that? What is core humanities?
Cultural history.
Sounds boring.
Cultural
as
fucking expansion of knowledge. You learn about fucking people that originated Earth and how societies built up and how they got wiped out and how their cultures expanded and it's really fascinating shit.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
I decided not to go to one of my classes this week.
Yeah.
Automatically.
So now your grade is.
Well, no, I'm.
You're gonna tank it. You're gonna fail. You're a failure.
I got a test
you're
on
failure.
Monday.
Failure.
Because I missed the class.
You're gonna fail that.
I'm worried I'm gonna fail it. I mean, honestly, I always do this. I always go into these fucking college exams thinking the worst and I do much better.
Well,
than
just
I think.
Take it easy. Is there any way you can cheat? Right answers.
Shut up.
Right answers. I'm trying to help. Right answers
you
on your arm.
To college.
No.
That piece of advice tells me why.
Ass.
No, but this is why I love you.
All right, go.
Because I'm fucking stressed over this test, beating myself up for time management bullshit.
Right.
Then the minor issue of letting you down.
Right.
And I get here.
Smaller issue.
And then I'm an asshole to your family.
They're not my
family.
Can
I add that?
In-laws. In-laws.
But they leave.
Yeah.
Automatically, it's yucks. Yucks a plenty.
Ah, yuck.
Instantly, great mood.
Yuck.
You do that to me,
yuck
sir.
Yuck it up. That's what I'm here for, buddy.
Then I'll leave here. And
that's my middle name, Darian Yuck.
I'll leave here and I'll just sleep in that gutter.
Go back to being without yucks.
Yucks a plenty, I tell you what.
Oh, God. We had a weekend, my man.
Oh, good Lord.
Shot a music video out in the Nevada desert. Now, we can't tell you the name of the place that we went. It's been brought to my attention that the people that own it or are trying to save it don't want the name out there because they think people are going to go there and fuck it up. But it's a gnarly old ghost town.
Tell you that, Kaz?
Yeah. Well, actually, the dude that turned Kaz onto it.
Did we know about that going into this?
No. So.
What an experience that was.
Yeah, that was something. It's a ghost town in the Nevada desert. Really, it was what? Four structures?
Before we get there, though, that dirt road up. Coming across those crosses.
Yeah.
Obviously not big enough to be crucifixion crosses back in the Roman Empire.
It might have been.
No, you can't hang a fucking body off of those, man.
You might be able to. Probably. I bet you we could strap Kaz up there.
Probably. String bean. No, but I mean, just, they were big enough to be.
There, yeah. Before, I posted some pictures of that. So that's
so we come across that, and that just sets the mood for, holy shit.
Right?
What are we getting into?
Fucking desert, man.
And then we get into the
ghost towns out there. It's what? Three structures in a trailer.
Four and three quarters of a structures.
Which is gnarly. And all, man, these
decrepit
just beat. I think the town was actually built in the early 1800s. But yeah, these places are built to shit.
I wouldn't be surprised if several decades, maybe a century, had gone past and some serious residents were living there.
When I got back yesterday, just because I was bored and I couldn't go to sleep, I typed in the name of that town into Google Images, and some of the original pictures of it in its heyday pulled up. Very fascinating.
Like some miners strutting around town?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There's one house that we did the majority of our filming in. And I swear to God, the first picture that came up was that house.
With its heyday?
Yeah, with a tricycle parked in the front lawn area.
Hmm.
It's like, oh, you creepy son of a bitch.
Was it lawn? What do you mean lawn?
I couldn't really tell, but it was like some kind of a yard or a patio or something, because it's old black and white.
I'm imagining this house looks new.
Yeah.
It
I mean, did
when we were out there.
Yeah.
I'm imagining it didn't look decrepit. I'm trying to imagine. I got to check out those pictures.
Yeah, dude. Just Google.
It'll be interesting.
Google image the name of the town. Pretty gnarly stuff.
Yeah. Shot us a little filmage.
So, I mean, that was an experience, right? Did that.
Hey.
A little music video for the
technically
DJ Cause.
Have some director experience.
I got
now.
A credit. I got a director's credit. How about that? Now I got to build an IMDb page.
Hey-o. We're making up credits all day long.
Acting. Two short films, directing, one music video. I'm moving up, babe.
No, what I had, like, I had transportation credit.
Transportation.
I had the first aid.
First safety engineer.
Safety engineer credit.
What else? Dale had the clapboard credit.
Which getting is pissed off at Dale on a regular credit. Frustrated with the Dale-ness credit.
I stepped on a rusty nail.
Yeah, but that didn't go as bad as I thought.
Well, I got very lucky. Yeah. The nail, I stepped rusty ass nail.
I looked out the window and your foot. Your foot was.
It was. I impaled. Myself on the fucking nail.
From what I originally saw, the nail coming out, and then I saw where you stepped. I was like, dude, that nail is through his foot.
Yeah.
How the fuck?
It went right between my big toe.
No, it didn't.
I swear to God, didn't even break the skin.
How does that happen?
Just fucking.
Hey, there was some. Little friendly ghost watching out.
I hope so. Thank you very much for that.
I think we got to go back.
We're definitely going back there.
Thank you for that, for anything.
And shoot some zombie stuff or something. Yeah.
Dude,
right?
What a locale.
Yeah. Fucking sweet. That's cool. That's what's going on in the padded room and Final Equinox Productions.
Get a little more headway there.
Yeah. Now I just got to figure out how to upload this. My wife bought me a camera for my birthday.
Hey, yo. Happy birthday to you.
It's like a $2,000 camera. With extra lenses and fucking warranties.
It's got some gizmos on it.
I don't even know what I'm doing with it, but looks good. Looks great.
Learning curve.
Yeah. All right, enough of the horse shit, man. Let's get into some business here, shall we?
We shall.
We got horror news lined up. We got the old listener mail. I'm fucking tired, dude.
Dude, I'm so beat.
Are you too?
Well, fucking cramming for this test.
We went to my birthday barbecue at my mom's house last night.
Yeah.
I ate myself to death. You didn't think it was possible.
I come out to the back patio. At one point, I think you're fucking dead.
I was laying on the
half
floor.
Half asleep on
the
floor.
Laying on the ground. Oh!
Yeah, we put us in a day.
Yeah.
That was the same day we went out there.
Horror news.
Little horror news. Mike, you got anything on the horror news? All right, perfect.
Surprise!
I got some things going on here. Annabelle the Doll trailers are up.
Yeah.
Bloody Disgusting and Fear Net. Have you seen these?
No, but I know the story and I can't wait to.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know if I want to see the trailer.
It's not. I mean, you're not going to get
much. I'm one of those types.
The only thing that kind of concerns me is it doesn't really jive with what we saw in The Conjuring.
Conjuring, I mean, I watched it on HBO the other day.
Yeah. Good stuff,
freaked
right?
Freaked me the fuck out.
It's good stuff.
Nicole's trying to tell me, you just get through the first half, and then the second half, it all sucks.
You went and saw it with me and Nicole in the theater,
yeah.
Didn't you? Yeah. So
I posted on Facebook how I was trying to watch The Conjuring.
Right.
And I had an out because I had to go somewhere.
Right.
The movie was getting, like, towards the end. So she texted me, dude.
Is she turning into a horse knob?
I think so.
I'm going to slap her down.
And so I responded, well, that's slap your opinion, down. But you're wrong.
Yeah, slap down.
I love The Conjuring.
It's a good show.
I told you I played with the boys.
Oh, the clap game. Fuck. Yeah, dude.
That's a good movie.
You play it at night?
At night, in a house that echoes.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know my mom's house.
Yeah.
You come down that hallway.
Yeah.
There's a certain point. And I fucking hit it, and I did it like back in the hallway a bit.
Yeah,
it's just regular clapping. You come down the hallway a little bit, you clap more. It's boom,
nice.
It amplifies it. And I'm blindfolded, so it's like boom. Yeah. Scared the shit out of myself.
How about this crowdsourcing for Vampire Academy sequel?
What?
Have you seen the Vampire Academy?
Had. Should I admit it?
Probably not, because no, I'll make fun of you.
I have not.
I don't know who wants to see a sequel to this movie. It didn't do that great at the box office. Yeah, well, I could think of one person who shall remain nameless at this point.
Oh, Joe for them feds.
Yep.
So, why are you bringing it up?
I don't know. I wrote it down, so there's that.
Hey!
I think I'm just going to start making up my own horror news.
Swing and a miss!
Well, Freddy Krueger turned 72 today.
Freddy Krueger got a new pair of blades.
Converse. Universal Studios is revitalizing the original Monsters lineup,
mm-hmm.
and they want to do it in a cohesive storyline. So basically what they're trying to do, and this sounds pretty fucking kick-ass, they want to do something like the Avengers, where you'll have a Dracula movie, a Frankenstein movie, a Wolfman movie, and then you'll have some kind of a big culmination of all of them together.
I remember this being leaked a while back.
Yeah.
Is there really much?
The execs are talking about it, but they're not giving any details.
It's basically like in pre-production.
Pre-production.
How many pre's on that?
There's some pre.
But yeah.
Pre-needed.
Hey, get the balls rolling, guys.
Yeah, come on.
Because it's a fucking tease and a half.
It's making me a little chub.
You pants know? Have gotten tighter.
A little chub there. What else we got here? Oh, dig this. We talked about it last week. Sinister 2.
Mm-hmm.
Has begun filming in Chicago.
Interesting.
What's his name? Scott Derrickson. Not directing, but he is producing, and I believe he wrote the script. He directed the first one.
Do you got a rough storyline at all?
No.
Is it Bagul still? Or?
Nothing at all. All I know is that there was a casting call for...
It's got to be Bagul again, no?
I'm sure it is. But casting call for a 13-year-old girl.
Coming out of a box naked?
Possibly.
Because that's what I thought going into
or
the
maybe just
original one.
A feminine 12-year-old boy.
It was me watching the preview.
Yeah, and
you
then
think
I...
it's a girl coming out of
it
that box.
It had to be, right? And then you're like, oh.
It's 13-year-old son.
Now I'm a sex offender.
I'm fucking a sheep.
And also, concept art for Rob Zombie's 31 is up on Blue, Bloody Disgusting and FearNet. Some pretty cool-looking stuff going on there. It looks like he's got some kind of a gang... of dudes dressed in skeletons. Does that make sense?
I'm completely oblivious to this. 31?
Yeah, it's called Rob Zombie's next horror film. It's called 31.
News to this guy.
Stay with me on this.
Or news.
Stay with me.
Bring it to
breaking
me.
News. It's all I really know is it's called 31. It's a reference to October 31st. And... That's pretty much.
I think the title got leaked like
yeah.
a year or so ago.
Well, there's
ago.
Like a poster out, and it's just like a okay. clown mask.
Get but some facts.
Come back and see me. But the concept art looks solid. It's
nice.
The skeleton gang or whatever they are. They look kind of like the local toughs from the first Karate Kid. Remember that?
Didn't they wear like pajamas with fluorescent skeletons?
Yeah, but they were at the Halloween party.
Yeah.
And they were like smoking weed in the bathroom. And then Daniel LaRusso shows up and he's dressed like a shower.
That's right.
Hey, I'm a shower. Oh, look at me.
Oh, I instantly want to watch Karate Kid.
I just want to get a shower outfit.
Sweep the leg.
I can beat him, Sensei. That's all I got for horror news, dude. Let's get into some listener mail, huh?
Mm-hmm. You got a boatload this time again?
There's a few.
Mm-hmm.
Listener mail.
You worried me.
Why?
Just a few. Does that mean the votes are going to be low this time?
No, I mean, there's plenty.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
I worry too much.
First coming on, Sean G.
Comments. Get him.
Subject line. Saturday the 26th, Sinister and the Terror Dome. Let me start off by teasing some of my own horror news. Next weekend, July 24th through the 27th, is San Diego Comic-Con, the biggest show of the year. My company, Action Lab Entertainment, has a panel scheduled for Saturday morning. Now, I sadly won't be there in person, but the company is making the biggest announcement so far in my writing career. I can't say anything more right now, but pay attention to Saturday the 26th. What do you think it is?
Blank. I don't know.
I think they probably landed the rights to a major superhero or franchise. Don't know who it would be.
They're going to put out a line of Zombie Archie comics.
Zombie Archie? I don't know if that'd be... You know, Archie's pretty funny, but if he's dead, then...
Well, you got Jughead.
Yeah. Why is that guy always wearing a crown?
Fucking is he king.
King Jughead?
He's a fucking... Dude, he's the man, too.
Forget about it.
He was... I'm done talking about Archie comics.
Moving on to things I can talk about, Sinister was a badass movie. I know some people who badmouthed it, but I don't get it.
Hate us.
It's got a strong creepy vibe, well-placed and well-acted. Plus, it had something that always sends chills down my spine. The sound of an axe head dragging along a wood floor.
Dude,
makes a good point right there.
Sound effect crew, whoever's in charge of the audio for Sinister deserves like a platinum medal of the highest grandeur.
Awesomeness. Just complete coolish, cool, coolio.
Insert good adjectives
here. Yeah, just go crazy with them. I don't know what it is about it, but that sound creeps me out every time. When it comes to the Terror Dome, both of these fights seem pretty one-sided to me. Alrighty, let's get into the Terror Dome. Otis was a great character, but I don't see how he's still just a crazy man. I don't see how he could stand up against Dracula. Let's say that's two for Dracula. Maybe the midget Dracula from Full Moon's The Creeps, but any full-sized Dracula would get drunk on Otis's whiskey-laced blood. The Deadites would tear apart the zombies. Son of a bitch.
Did you go for the zombies?
I took zombies. Why? I took numbers.
Just to be that guy.
Numbers? It's math. It's math, Mike. You can't argue with math.
Dude. Deadites.
Zombies. Don't be stupid. I am curious, though. Can a Deadite possession override a zombie infection? Can a zombie infection take over a Deadite? Curious. It makes a good point. Say you got yourself a possessed teenager who then gets bit by a zombie. Which way is that going to go? I don't know. Anyway, remember, guys, keep an eye out on Saturday, July 26th for some coming news from Action Lab Entertainment. You can all bet I'm going to be Ric Flair strutting all over the place. Woo! Sean. Thanks for writing in, Sean. Let's swing it over to Kevin, our main man in Japan. Subject line, Sinister. Hey, Darian. Thanks for reviewing Sinister. Great conversation about an awesome horror flick. The audio and sound effects really make it a great suspense flick. Dracula versus Otis Driftwood. I vote for Dracula. Blah, blah. I want to suck your blood.
Blah.
Blah, blah. Zombies versus the Deadites. Vote goes to zombies.
Shut the fuck up. Well, this is the only thing I could think of.
What?
It's been a while since I've watched The Evil Deads. And, you know, I saw the remake recently. But memory serves, the Deadites, they're basically... They're having fun fucking with these. They're really getting in the minds and really making these campers go crazy or cabin goers go crazy.
Well, they don't make them go crazy. They just possess them and then start killing off the others.
Right. So I would think they come across a horde of zombies.
Right.
They're going to get bored. Because the brain
dead
zombies.
You think the zombies are going to bore them to death?
Well, can they do that to a brain dead zombie?
Possess them? Probably not, because they have to have a soul to possess.
So, Deadites are out of their element, dude.
You want me to change
your vote? Holy shit!
Want me to change your vote?
No. Evil Dead.
Vote goes to zombies. The undead masses shall overwhelm the deadites.
Deadites are still creepy as fuck.
Thanks for writing in, Kevin.
Yeah.
Here comes Irma Gersh.
Zombies.
Subject line. Head of the PRP birthday, sinister crack house Matt has lost his mind. Here we are again. First off, happiest of birthdays to our fearless leader, Darian.
Is there
Darian.
An F in there?
Huh?
Is there an F in there?
Yeah, of course. Late, I know. Fucking take me to court and sue me then. Hey, thanks, Gersh. Appreciate it, buddy. Sinister. God damn, what a great flick. It gets a ton of hate. I get it. I think it's one of the best made in some time.
You know, originally, I would have thought he'd have been a hater.
He usually is.
What's up with the Insidious hate, dude?
Well, he likes shitty movies. Blood on the Hershey Highway. I think one of the best made in some time. Soundtrack is fantastic.
Good. Just run the board.
There it is. 8mm looking clips, film clips set that apart from so many other movies. Mm-hmm. And Ethan Hawke is actually decent in it. Side note, I texted you about this, Darian, but for everyone else here is a little tidbit of info for those that don't know this. But when Ethan Hawke's character's daughter gives him that drink at the end and you notice the green slime in it, if you were to go back and watch the movie again, watch it closely in the film clips, you will see the same glowing green substance in all of them. I didn't notice it till the second viewing. Food for thought. Terradome picks. Otis Driftwood over Pinhead. Oops, sorry, I mean Dracula. He's just fucking with Crackhouse Matt now. Deadites over Pinhead. Damn it, I did it again. I mean zombies. Speaking of Pinhead, Crackhouse Matt lost his shit, didn't he?
Oh, Pinhead.
Yes, he did, Pinhead. And for
upset.
The... Yeah. And for the record, I will not be eating his ass with a spoon.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a fork, but damn sure not a spoon. Company of Wolves update. Knees are gone. Are too far gone for any more shots. Draining them also is to the point of not working. Scoping and reworking is the next option. Our complete replacements. So ice and alternating heat for now. Here's a question for you, though. My son gave me some pre-workout drink mix loaded with creatine. I mixed up a batch of it and took some to work yesterday. Drank it at about 1:30. My knees felt great after that for about an hour or so. Ian was saying that creatine pulls water from your body and places it in the muscles. Would that mean that it pulled a lot of fluid from my knees, therefore making them not be so ballooned and hurting? Or is it just my imagination? Any thoughts would help from anyone that may know would be appreciated. I'm going to take some more Monday and report back on what I find out. That's it for now. Be good. Give multiple mics a smooch on his face from the I Hate Your Face podcast gang.
Mm.
This is...
I'm loving it.
You're back to I'm back you're on back the on deuces. Board the deuces?
Yeah. A couple right. things, Gershie.
Go.
One, you know, let me know if that works, because I want to know. I want you to be good. But... I great, make fun of Matt for...
By all means.
You know, throw the pinhead in there all you want. Otis Driftwood over Dracula, though?
He's got a thing for white
Are you out of
trash.
Your Montana mind?
Montana mind.
That's the only thing I could chalk it up to.
It's the elevation.
It's the Montana mind.
It's the elevation up there.
Otis Driftwood... Gershie, this is me and you talking, buddy. It's Dracula.
You want me to leave you two alone for a minute?
And then, secondly, you're telling me I gotta watch Sinister and get scared shitless again?
Because
that's
Come
tempting.
Come on.
That's tempting to try right to here. Find that green goo. He says it's in all the kids'
That's what he says. I haven't had the chance to go through it and check. But here he comes again. Subject line. By the way, Stinkin' Fart is the surname for Linkin Park. Aha. In which Chester Bennington is the singer of. Didn't want you wasting your time searching out Stinkin' Fart, although it would be pretty funny. Well, that makes sense.
What a complete surname for Linkin Park?
Yeah, remember in last week's listener mail, he was complaining that Chester Bennington got killed in Saw 7.
But isn't surname, does it mean nickname?
Yeah.
Surname like last
name. I don't know what the hell he's talking about,
I
man.
Surname was originally meant to be the last name.
I'll tell you what
anyway,
I do know.
I think I got on your train of thought there, Montana.
I'm done thinking about this. That's what I do know. Here comes Crease. Subject line, gonna keep it short today. Terradome picks, Dracula over Otis. That a girl. Deadites over zombies. Fuck off. My thoughts on Thale. So, this may be the horror movie Stockholm Syndrome talking, but I really liked it. Paced well for what it was, however, the whole movie felt like a prologue. Thale 2 is currently in production.
Oh.
That is all, probably. Very cool, Chris.
The whole thing felt like a prologue.
I could see that.
Yeah, well, the way they edited some of those...
That is just... Well, we'll get into that in immersion therapy. But I texted Josh about it. Let's do some... we got some... what do you call there? Voicemails. Here we go.
Hey, it's JP calling from Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Sweet.
New England.
How many fireballs have you had?
Again, God only knows if you're going to get this new episode, next episode, when that's coming out, because apparently Darian is now a music video director.
I am.
From what I saw on Facebook, so maybe you will, maybe you won't. In the meantime, I hope the baby daddy did have a good birthday.
I did.
And let's go on a Terradome.
Let's go.
I will take Dracula over Otis Driftwood.
This is a man with some sense.
And the Deadites versus the Walking Dead. Deadites at least have some use of their brain function, and they can think a bit, so that's got to give them a slight edge. So Deadites over The Walking Dead.
Great points, GP.
And since I was on vacation, I didn't participate in immersion therapy. Thank you very much.
You're going to want to check that out.
I guess that'll be it. I'm going home tomorrow, which really sucks.
I hate that.
But I will talk to you later.
He's fucking
Bye.
Lying.
He's
he
going?
Commented on Facebook about Thale.
Did he?
Yes!
I didn't see that. What did he say?
He did his... He Well,
well, he did call back.
He did he?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe this is after he's the call. He did that original GP where he puts the movie and then does his own comments. Throughout, but it stopped like two comments down, and then I don't know if he just stopped watching it.
Here comes Alan, I think. Just calm down there, my friend.
Well, I was going to say, it's over back of sight.
Hey, padded room, what's up? Terradome picks. Oh, man, Dracula. The thing is, I think he'd have a fight on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess somewhat depends on which Dracula we're going against.
That's true.
The greatest Dracula.
I think Otis would beat the piss out of the Bela Lugosi Dracula. But Vlad the Impaler, that's a whole other story. But I'll go with Dracula and teams. The Infected just outnumbered the Deadites. So I'm going to go with that. Mike, that was a good setup for just going off the top of your head.
You thought so?
That's all I got. Y'all have a good one.
Hey.
Thanks, buddy.
Not bad.
Talk about a confidence booster.
See there? Yeah, look at there. And here it comes again.
Hey, it's JP. I don't know what the hell's going wrong. I'm probably fucking your voicemail up, but
no,
I finally got to check out Thale. I was able to do it before the show, I guess. Not bad. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Starts out slow. Didn't really care for Throw Up a Boy, but yeah, got pretty good with the chick, and I kind of you kind of figured a little bit out because you kind of knew that my boy Leo was gonna be all right in the end. And maybe like at the very end where she just like walks off in the sunset trying to find a boyfriend or whatever. That was, you know, not really that cool. But otherwise, not bad. It was pretty good. So I just wanted to get that in. And I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Beautiful.
I love Leo too.
Leo is the man.
I do have one major, major criticism of him.
Of Leo? Get out of here. That was it for listener mail, my friends. You got anything for Crease, Irma Gersh, Alan, GP, Kevin, or Sean G?
Dracula. I think I've said enough. You know who I'm talking to.
Yeah. Montana. All right, let's get into a movie then, shall we?
Best thing is, the exact same rent.
Oh, I love it.
see something. Someone's here. Oh, God.
I'll tell you one thing. You honestly had me pissing my pants last night over that episode.
What episode?
Okay, do you not remember the psychics?
No.
He's coming for you.
You okay?
You ever notice anything weird about this house?
Ray?
You ever hear strange noises? It feels like something's watching you. And when I sleep at night, I can feel it touching me. I feel like I'm losing my mind.
There's no such thing as demons.
She thinks that she's experiencing some sort of possession.
You are messing where you shouldn't be messing.
Hey, are you okay?
Don't touch her!
It has chosen you, my dear.
What does it want from me?
It doesn't matter what it wants. It just takes it. You can die.
Help me!
It's been a long time, priest.
And we're back. We're talking about Devil's Seed from 2012, starring Michelle Argus, Chantel Kanzunis, and Vanessa Brose. Directed by Greg A. Sager. Written by Greg A. Sager and Jeff Hart.
Can I say, going off the trailer?
Yeah.
I'm a little upset I didn't watch it.
Don't be. It's not.
That's the thing with trailers. They fuck you up more often than not.
Right? Everything looks good in the trailers.
Yeah.
And then you watch it and you end up with blood on the Hershey Highway. Fuck me. So your movie starts with a young lady moving back home to go to college. Now, the good news is that she's hot, she has a boyfriend already back home, and she has two chicks that she's going to be moving in with. The three of them are renting this old house. You got three chicks in total, Alex, Jess, and Bree. Alex is the one moving home. All three of these chicks are hot, by the way. Jess is like Alex's best friend, and then you have Bree, who's kind of a cunt bag, and she's also nailing Alex's boyfriend on the side. That's a motherfucker. She moves back in. There's a little drama there between her and Bree. All of them go out to a nightclub that night, the night that she moves back in. They get fucking hammered. Bree and Alex's boyfriend mysteriously vanish together to go fuck. Jess and Alex are hammered. They go and they do what all chicks want to do, and that's go get their palm read. What is it with that? Chicks love getting their palm read.
I'll be honest. Every time I drive by one of these Reno, I think one of these days I'm going to be inside one of them.
Nope. They all operate out of their fucking houses.
Like when I first came to Reno, I was like, dude, come on.
What are you doing?
10 years later,
oh.
It's a growing. And 10 years of it growing.
No, not doing it.
Why not?
Anyway, they go get their palms read. Alex gets hers read, and it sends this gypsy lady into like a spasmatic kind of a thing. Alex doesn't remember anything past that point, except she wakes up in bed the next day.
So we're talking like overnight, 8 hours,
yeah.
Time lapse?
Yeah. Things are starting to get a little creepy around the house. The following night, everybody else goes out again. Alex stays home because she's hungover. You get like weird, like her hair is getting flipped and,
in the wind or
pretty much, but she's freaking out. Like she feels things touching her. Every time she goes to bed, she has an orgasm, but you can't tell. I don't know if, yeah, that may have just been my interpretation.
I was going to say, it's just you wanting her to have
either
the orgasm.
She's having a horrible nightmare. She's diddling or she's having an orgasm. Either way, there's a lot of sighing and moaning and writhing around going on. That is pretty exciting for me.
Was big there for a while.
Yeah.
The ghost that
the rapey,
come and hump you.
Rapey ghosts. I've been waiting for one. I don't know where mine is. Mine must have got
the Ouija board.
Must have got lost in the mail or something.
Let's get us a humper.
So you single? Yes. Shit.
Dude, you moved it.
So now things are getting a little creepy around the house. That night she does like a Paranormal Activity thing where she bolts upright and goes into Bree's room and just stands there and watches Bree while she sleeps. Creepy, right?
This part was
actually pretty cool because there's a scene where she does that. Bree wakes up. She's freaking out. Get the fuck out of my room, you crazy bitch. She runs out of her room, goes and gets Jess. Jess and Bree come back into Bree's room, and then from you get the shot of like them looking at her bed from the, you're looking out the bedroom door, and you see Alex kind of glide by with her head at this weird angle. So that's pretty cool.
There's just something, and this has stayed with me ever since Paranormal 1.
Huh.
There's just something
people watching
supremely unsettling about that.
You know, that's the only legitimate psychic intuition that we have. I mean, the thing that we can actually validate.
In our dream state?
No, it's in knowing when somebody's watching you.
Nah, isn't that one of those theories, though? Is that proven?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a theory, it's proven.
Oh, come on.
God damn it.
Is there only psychic as humans?
Yeah.
Come on.
You
can go tell it to a medium?
Yeah.
He can slap you in the face and tell you where your lost cousin
is.
Well,
a medium or an extra large? Because I won't say it to an extra large.
Medium.
Mediums?
No, but back in the day when Caleb was, I think he was like three or four, just before Logan was about to be born. He wasn't born yet. We lived in this house.
The one up on Ackard? Yeah.
I think I may have told this story. Maybe on one of our, like when we first did the show, but I think I told you.
Huh.
I woke up and, yeah, Caleb's at the foot of my bed looking at me.
Yeah. Well, I used to remember doing that to my parents when I was a kid.
Dude!
Well, first off, we had an Atari, and they put it in their bedroom. I want to go play the Atari. I don't want to go in there and start waking people up, so I just go in there and stand there until they woke up.
No, but that house had some stuff.
Yeah.
That was one of our first successful, or one of our first Mother Sorrows investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I had a theory, because I was fucking with some of that shit, and I had a theory that possibly one of them didn't like that and clung to me and followed me home. Because Caleb, there was something in Caleb's room.
Alrighty.
And then he told me, Daddy, there's something coming out of my closet multiple times.
Yeah.
He's just a scared shitless. And I would see, you know, that I'm not going to go into it. Happenings.
So anyway, you get moving to see on. That shot of her gliding past
where
the door.
Where do we go?
We.
Tangent.
You. That's kind of creepy. She goes to the school the next day, and she's starting to notice, like, scratch marks on her. The first ones are, like, down by her vajayjay. This chick is hot, too. And, you know, things are heating up.
I
don't know.
She's got scratched up of vajayjay.
I mean, not the vajayjay, but in the neighborhood thereof. Things are getting kind of tenuous between her and her boyfriend also. We find out that they've been together for 2 years, still haven't had sex. Now, the girl was hot, sure, but 2 years is a long time.
Is that explained at all?
Not really.
Why? There's no bone laying?
Not really, other than he's fucking her roommate, which I would be too after 2 years. Plus, if you ask me, the roommate was hotter than she was. That's just me, though. Anyway, so this is basically what's happening. Things are rampant. She gets having these dream sequences, and every night she goes to bed, and her behavior, once she's asleep, gets worse and worse. She goes down. The following night, she goes to sleep, and then she gets up, and then she goes down to her roommate's room again and just starts calling her all kinds of names, and she knows about she's fucking this guy and blah, 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 blah. That happens. The other roommate tries to restrain her. She gets slapped down. That's pretty nice. Wakes up the next morning. She comes out of her bedroom. She's like, hey, good morning, guys. And they're all like, you fucking crazy bitch. So the one roommate who's her friend, or closer to being her friend, I suppose, goes and talks to somebody that I assume is a school counselor or something like that, or a professor or something.
About the issues?
Yeah. goes and tells him about it, and then he pulls her in, and she's like, I don't know what's happening. I wake up with these fucking scratch marks. I have crazy fucking dreams. They told me I slapped him the other night. And he's like, well, what do you think's going on? And she's like, I don't know. And from there, of course, she goes to the school library and starts looking up things about demonic possession. Now, here's what you don't know. The school counselor has a friend who is apparently some kind of an ordained minister, and he thinks that he needs to get him involved. Not so much because Alex may actually be possessed, but because she thinks that she's possessed. So if you think you're possessed and you still get the exorcism, that should still clear you up.
Wait, right? Who thinks she thinks she's
possessed? Alex believes that she is possessed.
Is she possessed?
Well, at this point in the film, we're led to believe so, yeah.
Carry on.
But the priest that he goes and tells this to apparently is retired, and there's some allusions made to he may have inadvertently caused the death of somebody he was trying to exorcise at an earlier point.
Is that why he retired?
Yeah, so he's real on the fence. I'm not going to death. Said I was never going to do it again.
Makes sense.
All that stuff. Now, the boyfriend comes over. Alex is there by herself. The boyfriend comes over, and I don't know if she's drifting in and out of possession or if the demon is, like, kind of manipulating her, but she's basically trying to get his dick out. And then out of nowhere, she shoves him off him, and he goes flying across the room. And then he comes to, and he's like, why'd you do that? Why are you making me wait 2 years to have sex with you? What the hell's your problem? Maybe you should think about what you really want. And then he goes to leave, but then the door slams on him, on his face, locking him in. Boyfriend's nowhere to be seen again. Her roommate Jess comes home and finds Alex in this kind of rape shower-esque state where she's like laying in the bathtub with the shower going and there's like scratches all over her. So she's like, oh my God, what happened? And she's just completely catatonic.
Mm-hmm.
So Jess takes Alex to the hospital. They do a full, you know, workup on her. They find that she's been sexually assaulted. Now, naturally, the only person that could have done this would have been the boyfriend, right? Or at least that's what we would think.
Can we throw a guess?
A little, some kind of a little funny business. anyway, that's creepy. Now everybody's all up in arms because they think this sex freak boyfriend is going to come back and try to rape her again. And they've got police outside and they're watching the place and things like that. She brings her home. She gets her to bed. Jess goes downstairs and confronts Bree because Bree is trying to call the boyfriend, but his cell phone is still upstairs and it's going off in Alex's room, which makes Jess think, oh, what the fuck is she calling him for? She's banging him.
Oh, no drama.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, snaps.
Goes down there and confronts Bree. You're fucking him, aren't you? That's none of your business. Whenever somebody says that's none of your business,
dude,
that means yes. That means yes, they are. Yes.
You might as well have just said, yeah, bitch. What the fuck are you going to do?
I'm banging him. I was, and I probably... I like rapey guys. What do you want? So there's like a big scuffle there. Finally, they kind of separate, and everybody goes to bed. Jess wakes up in the middle of the night. Alex kind of like lunges out of the shadows and lands on top of her in bed.
Just lurking in the shadows
there? Just creeping in the shadows. Comes out, rah! Lands on her, and she's like, ah, I got your friend now. Yeah. Jess manages to get her off of her. Runs down and grabs Bree, and she's like, Bree, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. Alex is crazy. So they're getting up, and they're getting out of the house. They get just about to the front door, and Alex grabs Bree from behind and bites her neck open. Tears her right open. Bree goes down in a puddle of blood. There's some little back and forth there between Alex and Jess. Jess goes running outside straight to the cop that's been assigned to watch the property. Oh my God, we gotta get out of here! We gotta get out of here! Cop takes her out of there. That's about it. Now, in the meantime, apparently across town, this retired priest is having some kind of a crisis of faith or whatever. He says, here I come. I'm coming in there and I'm just going to lay down an exorcism on this bitch. He shows up, and then we get pretty much a redo of The Exorcist, where the fucking, you know, she's like, just fuck her mouth or whatever. And then the priest was like,
classic.
Yeah, and then the priest just, what is it about demons and filthy talk?
Yeah, it draws me.
It draws me,
draws
too.
Me in.
Draws,
I love it.
From the pants up.
Especially when it's a young girl.
Well, I mean, not like Linda Blair young, but college age, like this girl.
I do not dig. I dig the young Blair.
Hey there.
Filthy mouth.
Filthy. You lit liquor.
Kitty queen.
I see no need for that. If I was a demon, I'd be like, I say, old boy.
You'd be a gentleman. Scholarly demon.
I do believe it's time for you to leave, my friend.
Oh, pip, pip.
Stiff upper lip. Better luck next time. Anyway, so that is a big.
So you get the dirty
big,
mouth.
Yeah, the big stare down between the priest and the demon, and he's putting his garb on and throwing the holy water. And then there's like a little cat and mouse where he's chasing her around, and it's a big dark house. So they're just going
wait.
Back and forth.
They're chasing each other through the house.
Yeah.
I mean, the Benny Hill. Music just instantly played in my head when you said that.
I mean,
cat and mouse. I think you set it up with the cat and mouse.
Cat
there.
And mouse a little
Benny
bit.
Benny Hill. Demon chase the priest.
Well,
chase the demon.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, so the chase ensues.
Yeah, you know, she jumps into the shadows, and then he goes up after her, and then she jumps out and grabs him, and he takes off, and then he finds a place to hide, and she's looking for him, but then he says his prayers or whatever, and then so he comes out, and then he's looking for her. Basically, the priest dies. He gets tossed down the stairs.
Oh!
Yeah. And then right from that point forward, we cut to a couple somewhere else that's adopting a baby. And they're like, oh, the baby's fine. He's going to be just great. What about his mother? And then the adoption agency agent is like, well, his mother was in a horrible car accident, and she's been in a coma. And then we cut to a hospital scene of a baby being pulled out of Alex, who's in this comatose state. I believe the implication was that she's going to give birth to the Antichrist.
Sounds like one hell of an epilogue there.
They say, see there? That's pretty much your movie, man.
So who's the raper?
Well, I guess that maybe she did bang her boyfriend, or
this dude was
trying. He was trying to make an exit,
but everybody thought it was him. But he wasn't him.
It could have been him, but
I thought you said something about like it. Whatever.
I don't know. But she had like an orgasm every time she laid down. Maybe some invisible demon penis coming out.
Demon just fucking from inside.
I don't know how that works. Maybe they watch it. It's not that great.
You did a good job there. It painted quite the picture for me.
It's not that great. I'm gonna give it the official rating of not that great.
I don't know why I couldn't have called with name like
Demon Seed.
It was the Devil Seed.
Devil Seed.
Devil
I mean.
Seed. I don't know why I didn't immediately think all these sexual implications.
Yeah,
it just screams it.
Yeah. Right, I thought it was going to be about a killer baby, but whatever. This movie is 1 hour and 48 minutes. I don't think we needed that.
Wow.
The chicks are pretty hot on that one.
It was nice. Love the way you delivered that.
I don't think we needed that. Hour and 48 minutes.
I don't think we needed that. Well, you were fucking serious.
Maybe like hour 22.
Straight up. Like there was no,
I don't need it.
There was no joking in your face
nope,
with
don't
that.
Need that.
Just think we need it.
I can't even do it. Kevin Jake Walker played the boyfriend. He was actually in a very good movie called Psychotica. He's much better. That's a much better film. If you get a chance to check that one out, check that one out. Why do chicks always want to go to get their palm read? I don't know. Especially when they're drunk. Drunk chicks always hanging around psychics. She got roughed up by the old gypsy woman. Yep. Did she see the ring? Yeah.
Do you get that fact?
What?
Drunk chicks always hanging around psychics.
Dude.
Gypsies.
Dude. Have you ever brought...
Is that like a thing that I'm unaware of?
Yeah. Have you ever brought a chick home from a club?
Okay. Where's the gypsy or psychic come
Let's go get our palm read. Especially if you have to drive past a palm reader.
It's because of lockdown for about 10 years there.
Well, there is that.
I don't have that experience.
No, there's the reason I bring that up is because there's like two palm readers, two or three in the immediate downtown area.
Yeah.
So that's where all the clubs and the bars are too. So if you're going to drive home from the downtown area.
Is that what the youngins want to do it? Like when, is that where they want to go when they're drunk?
Let's just stop and get our palms read.
That's why I'm going after the older ones these days.
Dude, don't even fuck with them.
No, I mean, yeah.
You know, God, who cares? There was a lot of Nightmare on Elm Street style stuff in this one. What are you laughing at?
Dude, I love you.
Forget
fucking
it.
I love you.
Forget about it.
Don't even go after them.
Don't even.
Who needs them?
Fucking bullshit. You had a classroom spaz out. Remember that, Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yep.
You had little girls in white. They weren't jumping rope, but they were around. What?
Were they doing like a schoolyard like, rhyming?
No, but they were like ghostly little girls in white. So that's a lot of Nightmare on Elm Street. What are the chances that this boyfriend is fucking all three roommates? He could have gone for the hat trick.
He's a player.
Yeah. Sexual attacks from fondling to actual penetration. 2 years is a long time to wait on some ass. If you have sex with a chick while she is possessed, is that considered rape? Because technically, I don't think she's giving consent, right?
I would rather not talk about rape okay. at this time.
Apparently, there's some legalities.
I don't think so.
I have no idea. That's pretty much all I got for Devil Seed, man.
No comment.
I got a kill count of one.
The priest!
One guy died.
No!
Oh, yeah, two with the priest.
Who? Oh, the raper?
No, the...
Who died?
The Bree, the hot blonde, and then the priest.
Well, didn't the raper did? Don't know
never
where
found out. Never found out.
Dead, three.
All right, three. I'll give you three. You got a hat trick on the dead bodies, too.
Pump it up somehow.
Come on,
we
man.
You can't have a one.
Devil Seed. God. I'm not mad at it. I just need way too
just
long.
Chuck it out the window.
I'm never going to watch it again. I'll tell you that right now. Well, it's too fucking long, man. It's an hour and 48 minutes.
It's a good thing you don't have a hard copy of it.
I it's on Netflix.
Chuck it out the window.
Shoot it. Pull. Silly. Devil Seed. Let's take a break, man. I think I have to go to the bathroom.
I got
to
use the facilities, too. We are the scars of the sun. We are the fire.
And we're back. Before we get into the Terror Dome, we got to talk about some Twitter action. Tweety, tweet, tweet, tweet. Let's fire it up. What do we got here? What?
Is it a production company? I'm thinking, how the hell are we going to choose a Twitter follower over this?
I know.
Shit?
That's what I was just thinking. Who should we follow? We're just going to have to pretty much pick somebody at random. Look at this. Jason H. tweeted us.
Hey-o.
From the old Reno Horror Society. My Terror Dome picks. Give me Dracula over Otis.
Montana.
And Deadites over Zombies. Fucking asshole. So, what do you? Who should we follow this week?
Is there anything like semi-famous about?
No, we could follow that production company. That
you said he was in another Psychonesis, Psychonesis or something.
Psychotica. Can you just keep taking stabs at that though? That was great.
Yeah, Psychonesis could've went for a while. There's a lot of sisses and.
Who was that kid? Let me see if he's Jake something. Kevin Jake Walker. Let's see if he's on Twitter.
Quite the name.
Right? Handsome devil, that guy. Kevin.
I'd be surprised if that's not a stage name.
Jake Walker.
I mean, it's got to be a stage name.
I'm sure. No, I don't see anything.
It's too strong.
That's a pretty strong name, dude. Kevin Jake Walker.
Production company. What do we got, dude?
I don't know.
Something about this devil seat.
I don't really want to follow the director. Maybe one of these chicks.
Let's follow Bruce Campbell. Dad, come on.
Should we just do it? We're going to end up
following. Demons and...
What?
No, who's it? Dracula?
Dracula versus...
follow somebody from the fucking Terror Dome this week.
Okay,
dude.
What do you got? You got Gary Oldman. All right, here, I'm going to break it down. You got Gary
Oldman. Rucker Hauer, is he on?
Gary Oldman.
Although you don't say he's Dracula in that movie.
Bill Moseley.
Snoop.
Snoop Dogg?
Didn't he play Dracula from the Hood in some fucking... Oh, dude,
oh,
come
you're
on.
Thinking of Bones.
Yeah! Wasn't that a Dracula riff?
No.
Come on.
No, it wasn't. He was like an undead pimp.
That was
one.
A long time ago.
It was a silly
I swear
fucking
that was
movie.
Dracula.
Wesley
Snipes? No, he was the fucking dude who killed Ben.
Who else? Bruce Campbell.
He played a...
George Romero. Yeah. We got zombies. You want to do George Romero?
Well, Bruce, why not Bruce Campbell? He's got to be on there.
Okay, I know he is.
He's the hot stuff's on there.
Bruce.
I'm sure.
Campbell. At Groovy Bruce.
Hey, yo, dude. Hot stuff. Was I right or was I right? The hot stuff's.
Bruce Campbell.
At Groovy Bruce.
At Groovy Bruce.
Fuck. What a guy.
What a guy. You are the Padded Room Podcast Twitter Follow of the Week, my friend.
I really wish that meant something to him.
I know, right? You even knew about it. Ooh, look at that. All right, let's get into some Terror Dome action. If we could. Let's start it off and sing. Oh, no. Let's do last week's winners first, shall we? What did we have? We had Otis Driftwood versus Dracula. Where the fuck is it? Here we are. The story continues. His blood was putrid. He reeked of stale booze and cigarette smoke. In order to win Baby completely, she would have to consummate their relationship with a fresh kill. Killing was in her nature, as she was already slightly deranged. What better place than to start than with her own brother? With a vote of fucking 14-2, Dracula advances over Otis Driftwood.
I thought you just baby killed Dracula with that.
Well, Otis dies. That's all that really matters.
Dude! Give Dracula some killing action, huh? He wasn't even in that! Alright, Otis dies. That is what matters.
Take us to some team
basically
reactions.
The fucking mark of a true Terror Dome champion.
Right.
He doesn't even have to kill his opponent.
Make somebody else do it.
Hey, Dracula, all the way.
Hey,
baby.
We're closing out the... Oh, no. Yeah, we are. Next week, we're closing out the Inferno Conference. Mm. How about that?
Hey-o.
Bam! Take us away, multiple mics.
All right.
Kings
hey.
Action.
How about some more freestyle from you?
From you.
Right off the domes. Well, you're talking to me now.
I'm talking to myself over here.
So, yeah. So, if memory serves correctly, the 20-somethings, the cabin goers, they're all dead. But it was just a handful of deadites, yeah?
Right.
So, the deadites noticed the horde of zombies, you know, it's a massive horde. They call on their brethren. You get massive, you know, you get a lot more deadites coming at you.
Okay.
The army of darkness, if you will.
Okay.
Background music plays.
Oh, okay.
A little cheeky action. Deadites doing their thing, you know. Zombies could care less. And then the deadites basically just tap into their magic. And why even? I don't even know why this was as close as it should have been.
I can see the zombies winning. Deadites oftentimes rely on fear. Zombies ain't scared of shit. That doesn't mean shit to a zombie. They want to scare you and intimidate you, make you leave your goddamn castle.
That's why I'm so stuck, because of my argument earlier. Anyway, Bruce Campbell's up on the hill watching. Deadites want to impress Bruce Campbell up there.
Why would they want to impress Bruce Campbell?
This is my story.
All right, go ahead.
They see Ash up there.
Rock and roll.
For some reason, you know, hey, Deadites, brothers. Something gets in them. You just take out the zombies.
Okay, I'm going to deduct 5 points because your story was shit. But I'm going to give 3 of them back because your delivery was rock solid.
Take it!
Oh, you fucking animal.
That was
dick. What do we have? With a vote of 16-5. No, 11-5. The Deadites advance over the zombies.
I'm going to go on. I'm actually more pleased with that than if I probably would have wrote something for it. Fuck it.
You're a silly man.
Fuck it.
Let's get into this week's matchup, shall we? Started off with some singles action. As usual, bear with me, I'm not a writer. Even though they were meeting for the first time, Michael and Kristen had known each other for some time. They were both on the run from one thing or another. Kristen had been running from the old man with the burned-up face. He only came to her in her dreams, which made the prospect of sleep terrifying. She started pulling Michael into her dreams about a year ago, and they became friends and fellow survivors ever since. Michael was also on the run. The entity he referred to as the Tall Man had been trying to kill him and his friend Reggie for some time. They would settle in one place and be okay for a week or two, and then the disappearances would start. Strange things happening at the local funeral home and cemetery would herald his coming. Then it would be time to leave. Michael couldn't stay anywhere, and Kristen had to get away from Springwood, away from Elm Street. The only course of action would be for Michael and Reggie to come get her, take her away. The Tall Man could feel the pull. Ever since the stranger started affecting the boy's dreams, his next move was elementary. Meet the boy at the epicenter of the activity and kill him at last. What the Tall Man doesn't know is that Kristen and Michael have different plans. Kristen goes to sleep in the mortuary, pulls the Tall Man into her dream. Evil destroys evil. Kristen and Michael would never have to run again. In singles action, we have the Tall Man versus Freddy Krueger. I think I'm going to go with the Tall Man on this one.
How the fuck do you figure that?
I don't believe that he sleeps. And if he doesn't sleep, he doesn't dream. And if he doesn't dream, Freddy can't touch him.
Is there any basis to that? Like, if I watch the Phantasm series, I'm never going to do it. That's the time lately. If I go back and watch the whole Phantasm series,
I don't recall seeing him take a nap at any point.
How many movies do you not see people take naps?
That's a good point.
He's an old man, too. He's got the strength. He's got to sleep for that strength.
I don't think he does. I'm sticking with the Tall Man. What do you say?
Your argument is fucking buckus.
You're buckus.
This is akin to March Madness's 1 versus a 16 seed.
You think the Tall Man's a 16 seed?
Dude, Freddy just fucking has fun with him.
I don't think so.
Well, he's thinking of who's got the winner of this goes against Chrome Skull.
Dude, the balls.
Does he get to use those little gnomes?
No. Doesn't need them. He's got the balls. Flying around, drill bits in those things, sucking out blood, blades, spinning. Fuckers.
Those are nasty.
They are. Freddy doesn't have no...
Your only basis is that the dude doesn't sleep.
Freddy doesn't have a ranged attack.
Prove that the tall man does not go to sleep.
He's got a reach advantage.
He's got a strength advantage too, man.
He does.
He's just creepy too.
That weird He-Man haircut.
Freddy,
boy!
I could have a beer with Freddy. He's a jokester.
Freddy's like a stand-up comedian.
Tall man's creepy. Gotta go with my boy Freddy.
You're going Freddy.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I think after I just presented
you with that knowledge and logic, you're still gonna go with
Tomman doesn't sleep argument is butt kiss.
Your butt kiss.
Inmates do not pay it any mind.
Your butt kiss.
I love that.
Moving on to groups action or teams action.
Yeah, you.
David's grip was powerful and absolute. Michael tried to break it. The Frog Brothers tried to break it. Star herself tried to break it, and they all failed. She was his. Her and Laddie both. She didn't want this life for either of them. She refused to kill, so she hadn't been completely turned, but she was still far from human. Time had passed, and unlife had become unbearable, until she found the book. Deep in what might have been the basement of the subterranean hotel, a dusty old tome written in a language she didn't understand. Yet she felt compelled to get the knowledge it held. Working tirelessly through the night while David and the boys were out scouring the boardwalk, Star begins to understand what the book is and the power that it holds. A grimoire left behind from a bygone era, filled with powerful incantations, spells, and hexes, and in the last chapter, the paths to summoning. If she couldn't break the hold that David held on her, she would find someone more powerful that could, and so she began the blood rites. In groups action, we have the Lost Boys versus demons.
So she unleashes the demons on them?
Yeah.
Love it.
No,
it's not.
You don't think so? Where are you going? Demons?
Dude, come on.
Then I'm going Lost Boys.
Of course you are, because you're that guy.
I wasn't, but you made me that guy.
Dude, come on.
Here's the problem.
Vote with your heart, not your cock.
It's my vag more than I'm voting with. Here's why I see the Lost Boys winning. Demons have demons have to possess living mortals in order to take action.
Says who?
That's how it goes.
Says who?
Me.
Is that written in your little grimoire?
It is in my book. It says you gotta have.
Hey, before you summon these demons, remember.
I'm taking the Lost Boys. That which is dead may not die.
I can see a demon.
You've forgotten eons, demon even death may die.
Well, that's a good case. Dude, demons, man.
All right.
Possessions.
It's one for the Lost Boys.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
One for the demons. Get your votes to us next week if you can. By next week, if you can, inmates. As usual, the mental health hotline is 206-309-9117. Or the regular email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. Or you can tweet us. You got to follow us at paddedroompod. Hey, cheer up, will you?
You got to make yourself laugh.
No, you're doing a great job.
All yucks, right. Folks.
Just yucks.
To hope you're having some of yourself there.
Let's do some immersion therapy.
Immersion therapy.
Fail.
Heyo.
Good show, right?
Dude, I'm so glad I chose to watch this one.
That one instead of Devil Seed? Don't blame me.
I'm a gambler.
You
and I rolled the dice.
Paid off this time.
I rolled in bones.
Dude, what I had to tell Josh about was that was just another pretty sterling example of something that's fucking kick ass on a micro budget.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
$10,000.
Yeah. Fuck me.
fucking golden.
Yeah, dude.
That dude, those production people must have talent from high. I don't know, $10,000 and they did that?
Yeah, dude.
Good show.
Give me $10,000 and I'll probably shit my pants.
Me too.
Watching shit like fail.
Buy new tires or something. Basically, conceptually is solid too. What they called her? What did they call her? A Halder or something like that?
Yeah, the is like Scandinavian Halden, Halder,
something like that.
It's Scandinavian folklore. The Halder was like the lady of the forest,
kind of like a faun,
mythical.
Yeah,
I think Norwegian has a Halder, which is it's like same kind of thing, but it's more seductive.
I could see that. Because her friends were not very seductive.
Something like that.
She was pretty hot, though.
But then the other species that's like her, but not?
Yeah.
They didn't look more like satyrs, no?
I could see that, yeah.
There's a lot of mythicals.
Yeah, pretty good stuff, though. Good show, loved it. Kreese said there's going to be a second one. Can't wait to see that. Yeah,
it's good.
Solid action.
Great story.
Yeah.
That had me hooked.
I would have went toward... It kind of had... Did you ever see a movie called Dead Girl?
Sounds familiar.
Very similar to Thale, except it gets rapey and she's more like a zombie type of thing.
I'll tell you this, though.
Huh.
This genius here you're looking at thought it might be a good idea to try to study while tries to watch a subtitle movie.
How'd that work out for you?
About 3 minutes in, I was like, hey...
Not doing
this. This isn't gonna fucking work. Gonna have to stop studying, which fucked me up more. But
yeah, it's all right.
You know, Thale. I was hooked.
It's a good show, man. Great show. Hope
well done.
Sound like everybody who watched it liked it, so that's good.
And you're welcome, inmates, for the run of turds we've had for the immersion therapy.
Well, really, I just do these so that GP will have a reason to yell at me the next week.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it's good time. So. Let's see here. Your immersion therapy for this week is going to be Hellgate from 2011, starring Cary Elwes and William Hurt, directed by John Penny. Something about a guy loses his wife and family and he has to go to hell to find them or some.
I'm already turned off by the title.
Hellgate? You don't like that?
It's like they're trying too hard.
Almost sounds like a video game, right?
You know?
Hellgate. Anyway, give it a shot if you get a chance and let us know what you think. We'll do the same. Well... One of us will do the same. Let's get into some... What are you looking at? Did you watch anything this week?
You know
okay, I did. Okay, good, because I didn't watch a fucking thing.
You know I did, son.
What are you looking at?
Is it just me, or is this... Is it just me, or is this...
I was looking at your mouth. For a second, my brain was like, something's off.
Yep.
He's not talking!
It's my new skill. My new talent. All right, man, what did you watch this week? I didn't watch anything, so let it rip.
I went to the local theaters.
Okay.
With a friend.
Right.
And her daughter.
Okay.
We went and saw Purge.
What'd you think?
Purge Anarchy.
Yeah?
You excited for this one?
I am.
Save your money.
What? Is no good?
It's just one guy's opinion. But hear me out.
All right.
First one.
Don't hit me with any spoilers.
I'm not gonna.
Okay. First one, Home Invasion.
First one did blew me away.
Yeah?
Loved it. Maybe that... I mean, looking back... I went into it high expectations, so it was only going to go down. Don't get me wrong, there's some redeeming qualities.
Yeah.
Go see.
You're going to
see
it anyway, yeah.
Regardless of what I say. It's a little too silly for me, man.
Just too much on the action? Not enough on the act? What?
Like I told you off air a couple days ago or whatever, I talked to you about it. I think I was talking to you about it. I miss that home invasion aspect.
Right.
I mean, you basically know from the previews they're running through the streets.
Right.
Which could be well done. Like I said, there are some redeeming qualities. Overall.
Just not your thing?
It's just a little too silly for me overall. I don't know if this is gonna fucking blow you. This isn't good. This isn't the. You should get this from the previous or whatever. The first one had a touch of the political.
Yeah.
This one's just.
With the political?
Yeah.
No.
Well. I know how you love that about
your Yeah, movies. I hate that shit.
I think you'll do, though.
Okay. I'm going to check it
it's
out.
A, and, you know, it's actually well done.
Okay.
But still, it's a little much. there are some redeeming qualities to the political.
You're not a fan.
It's a little too silly, a little too much.
I'm not understanding where you're getting the too silly. What is the silliness? Is it just
over the top? I'll tell you after you see it.
Okay. We'll have all right. Talkers. All right.
A lot of it, like I said, I went into it too high of expectations.
Yeah.
Go see it.
All right. Dude. All right. I'm going to see it regardless.
Like I said, some very redeeming, yeah. Some very well done stuff. Yeah. Some scenes that's like, whoa, there's the perch.
Okay. Yeah.
It's okay. You know, I'm shitting on it a little too much, I guess.
Well, not really, because you're not really saying anything other than, silly.
Say, don't spoil it. I don't know. Don't spoil it.
All righty. What else
can you tell from the trailer? Tell me, because I've seen the movie now.
Well, I've read synopsises. I know basically what happens is there certain groups of people get stuck outside during the purge. They kind of band together. There's one dude who's actually going out to purge, and he kind of...
That's a couple. Their car breaks down.
Isn't there a mother and a daughter, too?
Yeah, but they get thrown out of their apartment.
Oh.
They don't get stuck out.
Oh.
That's an okay scene. Some of it. Anyway, so yeah, it starts out with this couple... They're having a little relationship discord anyway. They're coming out of the grocery store. Boom! Purge mask.
Yeah.
Purge painted up dude.
Yeah.
In the sweater, you know. Purge get up guy.
Yeah.
Bumps into dude. Nice little jump scare there.
Yeah.
But he goes back to the group and you see, you know, the guy with the god mask, you know. That whole group. I dig those guys. So the couple gets back in their car. They're a little frightened. They're trying to beat the purge. They got 2 hours to get home. Car breaks down.
Yeah.
Come to find out, shit's cut. Wires are cut. Deal with the big eye machete. Put the two together. Pretty soon, they're coming over the bridge where their car gets broke down on. Chase ensues. They get the fuck out of there on foot. So they're on foot running through the city. They're not going to make it home in time. And then, yeah, the dude who goes out vigilante style... Just go see it.
All right.
I'm sure you'll like it.
Okay. Perfect. Anything else?
No.
Okay. That was what are you looking at?
Have you in suspense there?
Yeah. The facial expression, dude. On the edge of my seat. Let's get into some Company of Wolves. Fucking shit.
The Company of Wolves.
Hey, guess what? Our old friend Kreese is on Nike GPS. I noticed that today. She ran like 5 miles. What's up with you, man? Where's your Nike GPS?
What, do I got to report it to the world?
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do.
It says
effective
you.
Immediately.
Says you.
How about that shit?
Says you and your beautiful eyes.
My twinklies.
Dude.
Twinklers.
Sparkly.
That's cool, man. Kreese, congratulations
Way to go,
on that.
Way to go.
She's stepping it up. Do you still... I don't think Crackhouse Matt's going to make it. Do you still want to do Tough Mudder
You said something about push to September.
You want to do September instead? I just got... My arm just got cleared back to 100% last week.
Well, it's going to... Regardless, it's going to be on a Saturday-Sunday deal, right?
Yeah, so it's always on a weekend.
Too much about school.
Unless you... I don't know, maybe get a job between now and then.
I don't know, dude. I'm ramping the hell out of my fall semester. I'm doing a lot of credits.
Okay.
It's going to be a fucking course load in half. I think I'm not too worried about getting a job tomorrow. But
what do you think, September or August? I mean, if we do August, then fuck, man, that's like 2 weeks.
They're both up there?
Yeah, same place.
Is that Squaw,
yeah.
You say?
Yeah.
Is it really going to matter temperature-wise?
I've never done the August one. It's going to be hot.
Would you want to be warm? Would you rather chance it and be freezing?
I've already done freezing. It's freezing, but
is it late September?
No, it's usually mid-September. Once you get over the hill, then you're fine.
I don't know. I need some kind of motivation to get my ass working out again. Let's do August. Wait, Krakow's Met's out if it's August?
I believe so. Yeah,
if it's September, is there a chance?
Probably. I mean, I know he hasn't registered yet.
I ain't doing it if he ain't doing it.
Yeah, you are. Fucker. Stun gun your ass.
Whole reason for me doing it. I mean, part of
you heard him, Matt.
Hey,
you heard him.
Get some obstacles. Was to do it with Krakow's Met.
You gonna cry?
That's the reason I was gonna do it.
All right, Matt, let us know about that, please. If you still want to do August, I can do it.
I'll probably still do it. It's going to bring me down.
Just take it easy. All right? Don't take it personal. Jesus Christ. I am. Matt, let us know what you think of that. Gersh, sounds like your knees are not getting any better. That sucks. Let's get... well, if the creatine's helping, then if that's reducing the swelling, if anything, you think that's a good thing, right?
Report back to us on that.
Let us know about the creatine. Like,
you wanted some info. I got no info.
I don't know anything about that.
Creatine, in my knowledge, was in high school. They mixed it with drinks. Yeah, built mass.
But if it's making you feel good and it's reducing the swelling, then I don't think it should be an issue.
Give it a week. Call us in the morning.
Get some facts. Come back and see me. Other than that, inmates, I think that's all we got. You got anything else on the week? Machismo?
No, fuck it.
No?
Let's wrap it.
Let's call it a night then. For the Padded Room Podcast, my name is Darian. That's Multiple Mics. Afraid visiting hours are over.